We are entering a world where machines will increasingly do the work, leaving people free to pursue more creative lives, said Wired in 1995 about the internet. Their traditional work week may be cut to 22 hours or less within a few decades as automation advances, said the report by the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Employment and Automation in 1965 about computers. For the first time since his creation, man will be faced with his real, his permanent problem, how to use his freedom from pressing economic cares. That was economist John Maynard Keynes in 1930 about mechanization. It doesn't take a lot of brain power to understand that I am talking about the predictions that are in the market about AI. Once again, we're facing the same promise or threat, depending on how you look at it. This time, the machines will finally take over. They're going to be doing, companies are going to be doing so much more work with so many fewer people. Maybe. Maybe. But if the past is any guide, what usually happens next is something stranger. So let me tell you three stories from inside companies right now that might help explain what's coming in the second act of AI. I'm Josh Levine. I've spent 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism doing what it's supposed to do. This podcast is me in real time trying to understand how AI is impacting job seekers, job hirers, and work itself, and maybe eventually what to do about it. I'm on a mission to talk to 100 people about what they're experiencing. This is the Job Market Shit Show. Episode 11. What happens when AI hits the org chart? The strange second act of automation. In the past year alone, companies have cut at a remarkable scale. Intel eliminated nearly 34,000 roles. Microsoft reduced thousands across multiple rounds while spending billions on AI infrastructure. Across the tech industry, roughly 184,000 jobs disappeared in 2025. The assumption behind many of these cuts is simple. AI will allow companies to operate with fewer people. Now, my guess is that a lot of these cuts aren't just driven by AI, but I think a good amount are these companies trying to get ahead of the trend. And I think they may be misguided. Because if history is any guide, the assumption that AI will take over work may not hold for long. A couple more stories from history. When ATMs arrived, everyone predicted the end of bank tellers, but because they reduced the cost of running branches by so much, banks opened many more branches. The number of tellers doubled. When spreadsheets arrived, people thought accounting departments would shrink, but instead, companies started doing more analysis than ever before. So here's the pattern. The technology is introduced. Companies do more of the activity. Demand increases. New roles appear, and work reorganizes. Economists call this Jevons paradox. When a technology makes something cheaper to do, we don't take the day off. We just do a lot more of it. Evan S., a Bay Area product manager, told me that he thinks firms will continue to double down on AI and try to cut heads, but others are going to rehire people eventually. But he warns it's going to get a lot worse before it possibly gets better. When does the second act hit? I can't say for sure, but I am seeing glimmers and glimpses of what is happening once AI gets absorbed inside the organization. You may have seen this Harvard Business Review article entitled, AI Doesn't Reduce Work, It Intensifies It. So the punchline, obviously, is that according to the research, the AI tools actually used by employees made the employees want to work faster, but also they took on more work, a broader scope of tasks, and extended work into more hours of the day, often without being asked to do so. This is following that pattern exactly. The most compelling story that I have for you is one that I heard from a colleague who is a fractional executive inside of a large national healthcare brand. She observed that this organization had integrated AI into almost everything that they had done, or they were doing, or are doing. And in my mind, this was the moment that everybody, all these companies are waiting for. They're talking about adoption. They're talking about how to get AI in so they could be more productive. I was eager to hear what they were doing. But she told me that, in fact, the only thing that they were doing was more of the same. There's more emails, there's more reports, there's more documentation, but there's not necessarily more progress. Which brings me back to my hunch. AI, in and of itself, is going to make work cheaper, but if you don't take that fourth step in our pattern, reorganizing your work, you're just going to be doing all the same bullshit as before, just more of it. I do believe that AI is going to fundamentally change how we work. And if these organizations, or I should say, when these organizations rehire, they're going to rehire for new roles and new jobs, new teams, new projects, new organizations. But AI is not going to make one person the team. The only people who are going to be able to do that are the ones that have to, the entrepreneurs, the ones who will figure out because they have to and they want to how to actually run a company better with fewer people. I do think there are going to be, on the whole, less jobs at big corporations, but not to the extent that we're seeing now. AI won't necessarily shrink organizations, at least not that much. Instead, it probably is going to trigger more experimentation if you're doing it well, more output, which is not necessarily a good thing, more coordination for work, and more internal complexity. Which leads us right back to Jevons' paradox. AI may make individual tasks easier, but it is up to the individuals, the managers, and the leaders to make sure that the work that we end up doing is actually moving the business forward. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck in the same place we were before, just with more computers doing more things. And we're not moving forward at all. The Job Market Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies redesign their management systems so their teams are empowered, not overwhelmed by AI accelerated change. Learn more about my work at greatmondays.com. Are you swimming through the shit show? I'd love to hear from you. I'm collecting detritus and stories. Email me at stories@greatmondays.com. You can write down your story, send me that screen grab, or we can schedule a call to talk. I'd love to chat. If you'd rather read or watch the Job Market Shit Show, you can find us on Substack and YouTube. And if this helped you think a little different about how you approach job seeking, job hiring, or AI, please share it with one person who you think could benefit from knowing that they aren't the only one who thinks this job market is a shit show. See you next week.